Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. You know, today we're taking advantage of the parks in Prince William County. We're here at Bushy Park, just outside of Haymarket, along Route 15. What a spectacular environment to do this week's video.
That's right. And today we're going to cover some common real estate terms that often cause some confusion. But they're very important terms because they affect your sale price. They can affect your taxes if you're a homeowner, and also the types of loans. So the terms that we're going to cover are assessment, appraisal, and also market analysis. So we're going to tell you the difference between all of these three.
Yeah, we will. Let's go ahead and get started with the assessment and the appraisal terms. You know, these two a lot of times are interchanged. You know, we'll have conversations with our clients and they kind of interchange those two phrases, and they're very different. Mm-hmm. Of course, the assessment is the use of the county in order to determine not only the county holding, so an overall county value of real property owned, but also it's a tool that they use to assess property value for taxation, right? There's a whole group of very special people that the county works with in order to determine individually each of the properties, the real property's ownership. So it's a valuable tool for them to understand, again, what their total holdings are within a county, certainly within the state additionally, but also ability to be able to tax each of those real property owners and create revenue. The other, of course, is the appraisal. The appraisal is different in that there is a person that actually comes out and generally visits every single one of the properties, and they use a lot of comparative information, and they'll come out, take a look at the property, sit down and do a fairly arduous plan in order to determine what the value of that property is. And in their phrase, they're generally looking, for the purposes of Denise and I, they're looking for a fair market value, if you will. Appraisers are licensed in every state. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, again, professional designations that they hope to achieve in their careers. They're very dutifully experienced, educated. They're very, very wonderful, quite honestly.
They're really good at what they do. And we see them a lot in real estate because the banks will hire them before they give you a loan to purchase a home. They want to make sure that that home is of value for the amount of money that they're going to lend you. And so we meet with appraisers from time to time to discuss that, which brings me to the last one, which is the market analysis. We also call it the comparative market analysis. Real estate agents are really good at this. The reason being is that we are going to compare your home with the other sales in the area to come up with a really good market value, usually if you're going to list your home for a sale. Now, what we have, I think, expertise-wise, is that this is really our special tool because we know the neighborhoods that we're working in. More than likely, if it's a home for sale or that sold recently, we've been inside that house. We know exactly what amenities they have compared to your home, and we could give you an idea what sells in this neighborhood. We also look at location. We also look at buyer demand. There are just sometimes when buyers are rushing to buy homes, other times not. All those things can affect the market value of your home. So I think that's a special, special area that real estate agents are really good at.
Yeah, I mean, through open houses, through previewing, through showing houses, we get a chance to get actually inside these houses. Not that the appraisers don't have that opportunity, but it's much rarer than a real estate agent. And as you point out so well, there are nuances, and we've talked about that before. This market isn't just zip code by zip code these days. It is really neighborhood by neighborhood. Some of the markets that we're working in are extremely busy and there's still multiple offers.
Yes.
Other neighborhoods, not so much so. So that's good point about that. Yeah.
Yes. And in addition to that, I think is the reasons that some appraisers do welcome information that we have to share with them.
Yeah.
Not everyone will do that, but I think they do understand that we do have a value to provide to them when they're doing those appraisals.
Yeah, certainly the assessors, the appraisers, and the real estate agents, we all are professionals. We kind of take on the tasks a little differently. Ultimately, though, we believe that the real estate agents are the ones that can probably determine closest to what we think the market is going to accept your property when you put it up for sale.
So true.
Yeah. Well, as always, we really hope this information that we provide to you each week is valuable, and we do appreciate you tuning in.
Until next time, please subscribe.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.